Hello, welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast. David Baker. We have a short one today to give you a little wisdom, a little something to think about with your life. We talked a lot about looking when I did a study of that. It was amazing all the things there. We talked about things not to look at, things that will mess us up. Set no wicked thing before mine eye. Don't look at the wine. Don't look at the the woman and the things when you see, then you desire, then you take. Not a good thing. And we talked about what we should look at. We should look at this lost and dying world. We should look at people and see what they're going through and see that they need Jesus to be able to help that. We talked about what God looks at, okay? What God looks at, what God sees. So I just want to end this with the thing we ought to think about and look to all the time, and that's looking to Jesus. When you have a problem, when you have a burden, you have a heartache, what do we look to? It's amazing how many people look to alcohol or look to drugs or look to a person to be able to help them. Hey, you know what we ought to do? We ought to just look to Jesus. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And I love this. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. When you are going through a tough time, simply just look to Jesus. And look at what a contradiction of sinners he went through. He who knew no sin became sin. He who never did wrong literally paid the hell for all of us who did. What an amazing thing. So many times we say, that's not fair. That's not right. I shouldn't have to go through that. What do? Look to Jesus. You ever had a pity party? And how many people showed up? Exactly. Okay. People don't care. How come? They're trying to get together their own pity party. So when you feel that way, simply look to Jesus and consider him. When I've done that, boy, I step back real quick and apologize to the Lord for feeling sorry for myself, knowing what he went through for me. Look to Jesus. You want the quickest time to bounce back when you're feeling bad and having a tough time? Look to Jesus. It will help you bounce back quicker than anything because you realize what he went through for us. And so what should we look to? We should look for Jesus. Okay. Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Boy, we should just look up. Anytime that you're outside, just look up. Think about Jesus coming. Look for Jesus. What if you know where the east and the west is? Look to the east and say, boy, wouldn't it be great if Jesus came back today? Look to Jesus. Look for him. And the most important thing to look for him is for salvation. Look to him for salvation. John the Baptist said, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Look to Jesus. For salvation, look to you? Nope. Look to you living a good life? Nope. Look to you getting baptized or doing good or helping people? Nope. The only thing that we can look to for salvation is Jesus. That he died, buried, and rose again to save us, to pay for our sins. Look to Jesus. The phrase, look and live, the song that goes, comes from Numbers chapter 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it on a pole. And it came to pass that when the serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. What happened? The children of Israel had sinned. God calls these fiery serpents to come down. We're biting them. People are dying. And what do we do? What do we do? And so God told Moses, all right, here's what you do. Take this serpent and put it on a pole and send it up. What is that? That's a picture of Jesus becoming sin. That's a picture of him bearing the sin of the whole world on himself. And look to that and live. The judgment in brass is a symbol of judgment, and the serpent as far as sin. So Jesus became sin for us. And when they looked to the serpent on the pole, the brass serpent, guess what? They were healed. Look and live. Look and live. Hey, have you ever trusted Jesus as your Savior? Do you know for sure if you die that you would go to heaven? Well, I'm trying. I'm working hard. I'm doing the best I can. Stop and look to Jesus. Why? Because we're all sinners. None of us are good enough to go to heaven. We all deserve hell. But Jesus loved us, died, buried, and rose again on the cross to pay our hell for us. And that if we'll look to Jesus, look and live. If we will look to Jesus, trust only him, that he died, buried, and rose again to save us, the Bible says we shall be saved. Have you ever trusted Jesus to save you? Would you look to Jesus and live? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you are not driving, or if you understand this, hey, I know I'm a sinner. I know there's a penalty that's hell. And I do believe that Jesus died, buried, and rose again to save me. And you mean all I have to do is look and trust only him to save me? Absolutely. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What is that? Simply looking to Jesus. Would you convey something like this to him in a simple prayer? It's not words that save you, it's just you meaning this in your heart. Would you tell Jesus something like this? Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner and would deserve hell. But Jesus, please save me and take me to heaven when I die. I trust only Jesus. Nothing I can do. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Amen. If you did that, if you believe that, praise God. Trust it only Jesus to save you. Go to the website, ijustgotsaved.com, and put in your information. You can start growing, watching some videos to help you. If you have a question, please email us, let us know, ask Pastor Baker, and we'd be glad to be able to help you with anything that we can. Look to Jesus. When you're down, discouraged, when you're frustrated, and of course, when you need to be saved, to look to Jesus. And God bless you. Have a good one. We'll talk to you next time.